It's 10 to 1. Some wonderful news, as mentioned. Mary Custis, becoming a mum at the age of 49. We spoke to her on the program about the battle to have children, IVF, miscarriages, even birth of a stillborn daughter. Have you given birth at an older age? What do you think about people becoming mums in their 40s? 96900 693. Serena Kirby became a mum at the age of 43 and wrote a book called Better Late Than Never, Baby, Becoming a Mother Later in Life. Serena, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dennis.
You would be feeling great joy for Mary.
Yes, and so is our older mother community. We're all thrilled.
Why did you wait, or what was the circumstance to be 43?
Well, I didn't selectively wait. It was just one of those things that happened. Like a lot of women who do have children later, there were fertility issues. But I did actually conceive naturally, which was pretty much amazing and a great surprise. But I think this is one of the myths that a lot of people have, that they think that women selectively choose to wait. But like Mary, a lot of us, it's either fertility or circumstances.
And a rocky journey.
Yes, and a rocky journey. I had a miscarriage as well the year before and really had given up any hope of ever being a mother.
What are the risks in your 40s?
Look, this is another misconception. There are risks, but they're not as bad as a lot of people think. With medical technology now and the greater health of women, obviously miscarriage is a big risk, but most women who have a miscarriage do go on to have a successful pregnancy afterwards. That is a proven fact, and research shows that. There is obviously the risk of Down syndrome, but again, with medical technology now, and all mothers over 35 are given the option to have an amniocentesis, which would show up whether you've got a Down syndrome baby, and therefore most women, a lot of women that do have that test and it shows positive, decide not to proceed with the pregnancy, but some do. But there is a risk with amnio of bringing on a miscarriage, and so I didn't have one, and we just put everything in the lap of the gods and hope for the best, and we were very fortunate.
Being in your 40s, what's the experience like? Do you think you're better prepared because you're more mature?
Look, I think you're better prepared for the mothering role. But there are issues that come up, like fatigue, and I talk about that in the book extensively. That is one that's greatly underestimated, and the medical community is acknowledging that now, that fatigue is a big issue. I mean, we already know that you're getting older when it takes 3 nights to recover from a late night out, let alone breastfeeding 3 or 4 times a night and trying to hold it all together the next day.
I mustn't be getting older.
Can you still recover really easily?
Pretty quickly, yeah.
Oh, we'll see. You don't have a small child.
I don't think I should be proud of that either. Serena, lovely to chat to you. And people can find out more about Serena at thingsiwishihadknown.com.
Yes, or just search for the book, Better Late Than Never, Baby. And I wish Mary all the best in her motherhood journey, and congratulations to her.
Thank you, Serena. Jill, good afternoon.